Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
As we are family, we together we contemplate, continue, on the beatitude and of Jesus' teaching.
那我们今天继续来学习，就是天国八福。
Last time, we talk about, the first, eight verses.
上次我们讲了前面的几个经文。
Today we will come to the number, verse 8.
那我们今天会讲继续分享就是第八节。
Let's look at the, Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
那我们现在翻开马太福音第五章第八节。
And, you read it first.
Okay. 清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Okay, the English part is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
英文就是刚才单个读的 blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
So what do we mean by pure in heart?
那我们清心是什么意思呢？
One thing for sure, the reason why we are, sinful and because we are not pure in heart.
那很多时候我们就是是有罪，是就是因为我们没有清心，没有清洁的心。
When Jesus teach to have a pure heart,It must have some meaning because how can we approach God, if our heart is not pure?
那是耶稣在讲到我们要清洁的心是有它的原因。如果我们的心不洁净，我们怎么能够见到神呢？
We're going to look at some verses. And,
那我们会、
yeah.
那我们会接着看其他几个经文。
Okay, Alvin, just turn to the Ezekiel.
Yes.
Chapter 36.
以西结36.
And the verse will be 36 Ezekiel. 36, 25, 26, and 27.
以西结书36章25节吗？25、26、27是吗？
Yeah. 23.25, 26, 27. 25 to 27. 25 to 27.
25 to 27. 我要读一下吗？
You first, you read.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个信心，将心灵放在你们的里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉死心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的章典。
From the New Testament, from the Old Testament, God already promised to give us a new heart.
那从旧约呢，神就已经应许要给我们新的心。
But nobody knows what that means. But after Jesus come, he explained that is what it means.
那当时没有人知道，直到耶稣来了，来解释给我们听。
Because we cannot change our skin color, we cannot change ourselves. We don't have a pure heart. How can we approach God?
那因为我们没有办法改变我们自己，我们也没有清洁的心。如果没有的话，我们怎么能够亲近神呢？
That's why in the Old Testament, there's so many different offering to get rid of the sin in order to approach God in purity.
那所以在旧约里边有各种各样的就是仪式来洁净自己，来献祭，以至于可以就是亲近神。
Every year they have to do that, they have to spill some blood of the animal and in order to approach God, and God credited it as purity and then we can approach God.
那所以在旧约里边，每一年都有各种各样的仪式，各种各样的就是献祭，就是要把这个就是祭牲的血给洒在上面，以至于他们可以洁净了，然后来亲近神。
The reason God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and the 613 other supplementary book to teach us how to observe the Ten Commandments.
所以说，就是神给了摩西十条诫命，也另外呢又给了630条各种各样的关于怎么样就是来实施的，来就是巩固这个十条诫命的那种条例。
The reason is to provide purity in our heart so we can approach God.
其实就是让我们的心能够洁净了，以至于我们可以亲近神。
And in the Ten Commandments, the first four is about only worship God.
那十个诫命中，其中前面的四个都是讲怎么样来敬拜神的。
And other one is to avoid sin.
其他就是怎么样能够不犯罪。
And the last one is especially to tell us do not be greedy.
其中一个就是特别讲到我们不可以就是贪心。
In today's society, our heart is corrupted by material things.And money and all these things.
那在现今的社会呢，我们的心都已经好像污染，被污染，就是我们常常就是被这种物质金钱所来捆绑我们的心。
So Jesus said, you cannot worship God and worship mammon.
所以说耶稣说你们不可以又敬拜马门又敬拜神。
You cannot store up treasure in heaven and at the same time store up treasure on earth.
你不可以在天上堆积财宝，也在地上同时的堆积财宝。
Make up your mind.
你要做一个选择。
You must make a decision to follow me or follow evil.
那你必须在心里做一个选择，到底是选择跟随我，还是选择跟随邪恶。
In the Ten Commandments, the last five is about relationship, and the last one is about material thing. It's all applicable to the pure heart.
那就是十条诫命中呢，有后面的那几条，有五条都是讲怎么样，关系上面的，讲关系。然后最后一条是讲就是不要贪心，就是不要贪财。
And it's about the Tenth Commandment.The first commandment is worship God only, and the last commandment is do not worship the world, do not envy, covet the other people's property, money, and all the other things belonging to the other person.
那就是诫命的第一条，就是说要单单敬拜神。然后最后的就讲到，就是说我们不可以贪财，不可以就是想把别人的财产占为己有。
It means you either worship God and follow God, or worship the world and material thing, and build relationship with corruption.
那也就是说，你就是得做一个选择，到底你是要。追求神，敬拜神，还是你就是追求世界上的金钱、财物这些东西。
The amazing thing is when we believe Christ, God already knows we cannot do it ourselves. He has to do something first.
那当我们认识基督的时候，他已经知道我们不可以靠着我们自己的力量，追求他，所以他做了一些事情。
Here is it to, 36:26 or Jeremiah 31:31 is all talking about God will give us a new heart.
那就是在以西结36章这里，还有包括耶利米书31章31节，都是讲神要给我们一个新的心。
One more time. 26 is, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, and I will remove from you the heart of stone. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow me.
那他这里讲了，我要赐给你一个新心，并且把心灵放在你的里面，又从你们肉体除掉实心，给你们肉心，也我也必将我的灵放在你的里面。
Because Romans chapter 3 already talking about there's no one, not even one is righteousness, not even one with a pure heart. So we must come to Jesus. Jesus spilled his blood, and then we can come to approach God with purity.
那在罗马书三章也讲了，就是没有一个善的，没有一个义人。除非就是神啊，耶稣要来用他的宝血来洗净我们。
God has to justify the ungodly. Right? How can God justify ungodly? God should justify the godly, but Jesus come to save the sinner, and that's who we are.
那就是神怎么样能够就是使就是有罪的人称义呢？那就是耶稣来了，来用他的血洗净我们，这就是他神要差他来做的事情。
All of us is sinful, is under sin, always a sinner, always being forgiven in our life.
那我们每一个人都是罪人，都是有有过错的，但是我们在神的里面，我们就称为义。
But God says, because you put your faith in me, which in Jesus.That's why I credit you as righteousness.
那就是神
It's a grace. Credit you.
那神就是说啊，我们只要信靠耶稣基督，那神就称我们为义了，就是白白的事，我们称为义。
It's not we have done it. It's God reckon it as if we already pure in Christ.
那并不是我们真的已经是诚意，而是神就是借着耶稣的宝血使我们白白的称义。
That's in Romans chapter 4, that is 11 times, and the Bible credit us as righteousness.
那也就是在罗马书第四章呢，有11次就是神白白的使我们算为称义，算为他义。
In the New Testament, that is 75 times talking about we are in Christ. That's why we are pure.
那在新约有75次就是写到，就是因为我们在耶稣基督里，所以我们称为义了。
In Christ, very important. Because if we are not in Christ, we are not pure.
那在耶稣基督里这个词是非常重要的。如果我们不在耶稣基督里的话，那我们就没有办法称为义。
We cannot pray to God. We cannot talk to God. We cannot approach the Holy God.
那我们也不可以就是跟神有沟通跟祷告，我们也不可以就是亲近他。
Let alone we are children of God.
是更不可能成为他的神的儿女。
Now we are children of God. Why? Because God put His Spirit in us. It's totally on His side. He credited us.And give us a new heart.
那为什么我们称为神的儿女，就是因为他已经把我们称为，就是看为义，算为他义。
The in Christ concept is very important because without the in Christ, it means in Christ spirit, the Christ cover over our sin, God look at us as pure.
那在耶稣基督里这个是非常重要，我们必须在他的里面，在他的灵里面，神就把我们算为义人。
75 times throughout the New Testament and especially Paul, mostly are from Paul, that we are in Christ. Let's look at what that means.
那在新约里有75次讲到，就是我们在基督耶稣里称为义，大部分都是保罗所写的。我们现在来看一看。
Now, in the new spirit, we know that because Romans chapter 5 talking about God pour out his spirit into our heart, that is a spirit of love, then chapter 5:5, that is normal.
那这罗马书第五章也讲到，就是第五章第五节，讲到就是神已经把他的圣灵浇灌在我们的里面。
And Titus chapter 3:6, God pour out his spirit into our heart.
那提多书也讲到，就是神把他的灵浇灌在我们身上。
John chapter 14, Jesus talk about he will send the spirit to us.Will live with us forever.
那约翰福音也讲到，就是神要把他的灵浇灌在我们身上，跟我们同住。
Romans chapter 8, the whole chapter talking about the Holy Spirit not only guide us, teach us, live in us, and also make us to say, Abba, Father.
那罗马书第八章也有讲到，就是不只是他还住在我们里面，以至于我们可以称他为阿爸父。
On and on, Galatians talk about the same thing. God now become our father. Now the relationship is father and children relationship. It's tremendous grace.
那加拉太书也是讲了，就是我们跟神的关系就是父与子的关系，就是父亲跟儿女的关系。
Now we all have learned about this. The Holy Spirit in us, live in us. Now the Holy Spirit.We are the temple of Holy Spirit, but we never really look at what is in Christ me.
那我们都已经学到了，就是我们就是基督的身体，但是我们从来就没有学到，学过什么是在基督耶稣里真正的意义。
Okay, let's look at the Colossians chapter 3:3.
那我们先翻开哥罗西书第三章。
And verse 3.
第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Amen. We are hidden in Christ.
我们是藏在基督里的。
Christ, take over.Our sinful place.
那基督已经就是代替了我们那个有罪的生命。
That's called atonement, right? That is means the exchange. The righteous become the unrighteous.
就是那个一个生命的交换，就是好像那个罪已经成为义。
Yeah, that is in Colossians. That is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5:21. Jesus become sinful for us. The unrighteous is, the righteous become unrighteous. That's why we become righteous.
那这个也是在哥林多后书五章二十一节讲的，就是好像神使我们就是有罪的成为那无罪的，他已经代替了我们。
That's in Christ mean.
这就是在基督里的意义。
And also Ephesians chapter 2:13, Ephesians chapter 3:12, and all these talking about the same thing. Because we are in Christ. God looked at us as if we are Christ, we are little Christ. That's why all our sins, God pretend he did not see it. It's flow away. Jesus died already for us.And in our praise.
那在以弗所书三章十二节也有讲到，就是我们是在耶稣基督里，所以神看我们就好像一个小基督一样，每个人都看都是一个基督，所以看我们是称为义，是义的。
So, all these verses, although we don't have time to look at that, we'll look at one more. Now, the first is the Colossians is very important. We'll come back to that.And we are hidden in Christ. When Christ appears, we appear with him in glory. And God look at us like, as if he's looking at his son, Christ. That's why we are in Christ.
那我们还没有时间看所有的经文，但是这个哥罗西书第三章是很重要，就要知道我们是藏在神的里面。那所以呢，神看我们的时候，就是看着我们，就是好像通过耶稣 基督看我们，所以我这就是什么叫做与基督同在。
It means sanctified time, not one time. We are hidden in Christ, not one time. Sanctified time.
那也就是也他有在新约讲到75次，我们是在基督里，我们在基督里的，我们是藏在耶稣里。
We can look at one more verse, Ephesians chapter 3:12.
那我们再看一章以弗所书三章十二节。
Ephesians is in the before Colossians. It is a epistle about it is about family. We are in God's family.
那这个以弗所书是在那个哥罗西书前面，就是讲到就是我们是一个家人。
Eternally, we are family together.
那在永恒里面，我们都是一家人。
Okay, let's look at the chapter 3:12.
那我们看三章十二节，我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃定不移的来到神面前。
In him and through our faith in him, we are credited as if we are pure like Jesus, and Jesus took over our sin. And now we can approach God with freedom and confidence.
那这里就是讲到就是神，因为我们信神，所以我们就可以就是很自由的，很自信的来到神的面前。
And not only that, in verse 16, even more, because now, and God's Spirit is in you, and He will strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, in your heart, in your inner heart, so Christ may dwell in your heart. And, yeah, continue.
那在、yeah. 接着就是十六章这十六节也讲了，就是神会让借着他的灵，让你们心中的力量刚强起来。
I mean, you can approach God with confidence, with freedom, with power when you pray, when you pray to Him, talk to Him.
那也就是你跟他祷告的时候，你是自由的，你是有信有笃定的，你是无惧的，而且是在他的里面就是刚强的。
Then this relationship is based on father and children. Father and family is based on love rather than in the Old Testament based on fear.
那这样子的关系就是像一家人的关系，是好像父母跟儿女那种关系，而并不是旧约里边那种是从恐惧出来的那种关系，跟神的关系。
It's totally from Old Testament to New Testament, from fear to love, from no confidence to confidence, because we are in Christ.
那就好像从旧约里那种惧怕的关系，到新约里面进入这种爱的关系，进入一种就是一个自由的那个那个无惧的，就是笃定的关系里面。
Romans chapter 8 explain it really thoroughly.About this in Christ.
那罗马书第八章呢，也讲这个讲得非常的清楚。
In Christ means we are in the Spirit of Christ, and we can say our Father, and also we are in God's love. We love God, God loves us, we love each other.
那在就是因为神的关系呢，所以我们就称他为父，而且就是我们也彼此相爱。
In Christ means when we pray, we don't know how to pray, and the Holy Spirit in us help us how to pray, and then we can approach God, and God knows the Holy Spirit's will grant us the best answer.
那在基督耶稣的意思就是毫无恐惧的将我们在神的面前，然后圣灵也代替我们带我们祷告。
Means we are full of hope. In Christ, we are full of hope.
那我们在基督里边呢，那个就是是满满的信心，满满的就是盼望。
Expecting glory, we appear with Jesus in glory and sit with him to judge the world.
那我们就是满有基督的荣耀，而且我们就是等候他来审判全地。
Your boss judges you, and in your heart you tell, okay, in the future, in eternity, I'm going to judge you if you don't come to Christ.
那如果你的那个老板呢审判你的时候，你可以心里，你就心里可能会想，在永恒里面，我们你如果你不信神的话，我们还要审判你。
Then you don't mind them all judge you. Your purpose is to bring him to Christ.
那这样子的话，你就不会介意别人的对你的那个论断，因为你在
submit to him. Yeah, you submit to him. Say, okay, fine. Yeah, I'll do your your way. I'll do it your way.
你可以就是顺服现在的这个老板啊。
It means suffering is not suffering anymore because we are full of hope in face of tough time because we know we're going to appear with Jesus as children of God in glory.
那我们就不再惧怕，我们知道我们在就是永恒里面，我们要成为神的儿女，被审判。
And finally, in Christ, in Romans chapter 8, in Christ's love, in Christ's security, we will live on earth under God's protection and God's security. He'll provide us.
那在罗马书你也知道，我们在这个世上是我们活着是有神的那个保护的。
That's why Jesus said, "Do not worry. God knows your need before you pray, then He'll supply you." He'll give you daily your daily bread. So guarantee.
所以耶稣说，就是你们不要惧怕神，你的需要神已经知道了，他也会就是供应这一切你所需的。
Why? Because you're in Christ.
为什么呢？因为你在基督耶稣里。
Because Jesus God look at you like looking at Christ himself.
因为神看着你就好像看着耶稣基督。
Okay, so we'll look at go back to the Colossians chapter 3:3.
那我们回到哥罗西书第三章第三节。
So we look at what that mean a little bit further in Christ.
那我们再看看就是在耶稣基督里到底是什么意思。
We'll continue after 3:3, verse 9. You have to put on the new person, the new heart, the new self in Christ because you have a new heart to follow God.
第九节说我们是脱去了旧人与旧人行为，穿上了新人。
Put off the old self, put on the new self, and renew in the knowledge, in the image of your Creator by reading the Bible, by knowing God more, by coming together to listen to the sermon and learn from the Bible.
那就是通过读经祷告，通过就是主日的敬拜在一起，我们就是慢慢的来脱去这个旧人，来穿上这个新人。
And the verse 16 talking about let the message of Christ, means God's word, dwell among you. Let the teaching of this dwell among you richly. It means everything God's word, Christ was in you. Then you can teach each other, admonish each other, sing for each other.
那十六节也在讲，我们要把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在我们的心里，以至于呢，我们就可以彼此的教导，彼此的敬拜来劝诫。
In Christ means verse 12, you are God's chosen people. God chose you, you are in the family now. But clothe yourself with that's verse 12, compassion, kindness, humility, all these things. Bear with each other, put on love.That's almost like a Romans, like a Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter.
那就是啊，十二节也讲到，就是我们成为我们要存怜悯恩慈谦卑顺服的心主啊，就是有点像就是哥林多前书十三章，就是关于爱的那一篇。
Means love as Christ love, love like Christ because God is love.
就是我们要像神一样爱彼此相爱。
Love each other. The command is John chapter 14.It's each other, not one way.
那在就是我们的命令诫命就是我们要彼此相爱，就像约翰福音第三章讲了，我们要彼此相爱。
And bear with each other. This is agape love. Agape love means love the unlovable, love your enemy. It's not ordinary love. The New Testament every time use love is agape, and it's a carrot. Agape love.
那在这个爱呢，就是一个就是无条件的爱，像神一样的爱，就是爱那些不可爱的人，就是这是新约里讲到所有的爱都是讲到这个 agape， 就是无条件的爱。
So now, and if we go back chapter 3 verse 1, all this thing is about set your heart on things above, not an earthly thing.
那这个三，这个哥林多前书第三章的第一节就是讲到我们就是要求上面的事情，就是我们要就是思念上面的事情，而不是想在地上的事情。
Mean if you have a pure heart now, if you have a new life now, new heart now, the new heart, the pure heart is to set your mind, I mean, think about the things above. That's verse one.
那我们要是有一个就是清新的清洁的心呢，就是我们要想天上的事情，而不是想在我们地上的这些事情。
Because you already died and Christ is your life now.
因为你已经死了，现在你活的是基督的生命。
So today when you go home, you continue to read the Corinthians chapter 3. What's that mean by?In Christ.
那你回去之后呢，请你接着读这个哥罗西书第三章，来学习到底什么叫做在基督耶稣里。
And the last thing is very important. Is 23. Chapter 3, verse 23. We turn to that.
那最后我们要看就是哥罗西书第三章第二十三节。
Whatever you do,Work at it with all your heart, as if working for the Lord, for the law, not human masters.
那就是无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做，而不是给人做的。
And 24, you will receive an inheritance as a reward.
你会从主那里必得着基督为赏赐。
Because it is the law.Jesus Christ, you are serving.
因为你所侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督。
Now, Paul is teaching something Jesus is teaching. Jesus said, I send the Holy Spirit in you. The reason why Holy Spirit is real or true, he will transform you. And Paul says here, whatever you do, whatever it means, you go shopping. Whatever it means,And you do a problem. You go to work. And you, when you talk to your children, when you relate to your husband, all these are daily things, including your thinking, your acting, and everything.
就是在基督耶稣里，就是不管你现在想做的，就做的任何事情，就是你去买东西啊，去超市买东西，或者是做家务，跟所有的这一切。就是要有
everything. Whatever you do means whatever you ordinarily do, ordinary thing in your daily life, everything you do now as if do it with all your heart, with a pure heart, as if doing to God, as if worship God.
就是你不管在生命里做的任何一件事情， 都要像是从给主做的，而且是要从心里边，为主而做这些事情。
When Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman and a sinful woman, he explained, "Now, the one who worship God, is not in any places, is in spirit and in truth."
那所以在啊，耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人啊，在井边的谈话就讲到说，就是我们敬拜不在这里，也不在那里，乃是用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
That is in John 4.
这是约翰福音第四章。
Means not only when you are new heart, you can approach God, because you have a new heart. And also when you are a sinful lady, you are unbeliever, you can still approach God and ask him and worship him with your heart. Then he will credit you as righteousness too when you believe.
就是不只是说你好像亲近的时候你可以亲近神，乃是你就是像罪人的时候，就像这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候，有罪的时候，只要你用心灵和诚实啊来敬拜他，神就会算你为义啊，以至于你可以来就是称义。
For non-Christian, it means God will give you the spirit, give you a new heart. For Christian, that is something more, is living for God.
那对于就是未信主的人来讲，就是说我会给你一个信心，成为一个信人。那对就是已经信主的人来讲，就是更多，就是你要全心全意的，就是为主来活。
It means the first one is seek God with all your heart and think about, set your mind on things above, and all these things is translated into a practical application. That is, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, that's the 23rd, as if working for God, then you receive a reward from God. The inheritance, and is more for now, as well as for eternity.
你说的23节是什么地方？
Same thing, Colossians.
Oh, Colossians. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, we just talk about.
Okay, 就是
Whatever you do.
不管做什么，我们都要重新来做，就像给主做的。
24.
因为你们知道从主那里来必得基督为赏赐。
God does not want half of you.
基督不想只要你的一半。
There's no such thing as part-time Christian. Okay, this is Sunday. Then Monday, I'm different. No.
没有就是就是半工作的基督徒。没有说你星期天工作，你星期一就不需要成为基督徒了。
A Christian is like Jesus, always full-time. It's a lifestyle.
那这位基督徒呢，就是像耶稣一样，永远都是不，每个时刻你都要是。
The lifestyle is a pure heart and worship God and do what God wants you to do. Surrender to him because that's the best way to live.
那我们就是要有清心，要敬拜他，而且就是无时无刻我们都要顺服在他的面前，这就是最好的一个生活方式。
Not only the best way, that's the only way to live. Because you want the best for you, you must do it God's way.
不仅仅就是最好的生活方式，乃是一个必要的生活方式。如果你要亲近神，要跟就是神有连接的话
，It means before you understand this, and you so called chop wood and carry water in your daily life. Chop wood means 斩柴啊 ，carry water 就是担水。In Cantonese, that is a chop wood and carry water. I mean, you do the ordinary thing for yourself before you understand it. You do it for yourself.
那就是在你就是理解以前呢，你就是为了自己来做这些端柴倒水的事情。
That's a daily task.
就是每一天你要做的事情。
Now it's different. God wants you to do it for him.
那现在就不一样了，你现在做这些事情都是为他而做。
Whatever you do, do with all your heart as if you're doing for him. Now you submit to the boss because you do it for God. Now you do this to help the other person or love the enemy, you do it for God. Now you go to shopping, you don't do it for yourself, you do it for God because you want everybody to have a healthy food.
那就是不管你做什么事情，不管是你对你的上司，或者对你的敌人，或者是甚至就是你每一天做买菜这些事情，都要就是好像为主而做。
Even you hold the door for the old lady, it's for God.
甚至就是你把这个门就是为了后面的老人来扶着的话，也是为主而做。
And you don't argue with other people because God does not want us to argue, and it's for God.
那你就是停止不跟别人就是来争议这也是为了神而做。
You submit to your boss because God says even a harsh boss we have to submit to because God's will.
那你顺服在你的上司上面因为耶稣说了你必须要顺服在上面的人上，这也就是为主而做。
Because in Christian life there's no such thing as accident.
因为在基督徒的生命里面没有就是好像accident 就是意外
，by chance，
不是就是不是好像 random 不是好像就是随机发生的一个事情。
It's all intended. Not even a bird dropping from sky without God's will.
那所有这一切都是神所安排的，甚至就是天上的飞鸟，如果没有神同意的话，一个也不会落在地上。
Even your hair is all counted by God every day.
那甚至你的头发每一天都会被神数算。
Without God's permission, your black hair will not turn white hair.
如果没有神的同意，你的黑发也不会变为白发。
For ladies, pray more. Ask God to turn your hair to be black.
姐妹们，请借着祷告为自己头发从白变黑来祷告。
God listened to the prayer. Of course, this is a joke because God does not do something like this because God will bless you if your reason of praying is reasonable.
那这只是开玩笑，但是只要你的祷告是合乎情理，神都会听你的祷告。
Okay, from now on, pure in heart means whatever you do,do it as if you're doing for God, instead of doing for yourself, instead of doing it for boss, doing for your children. Everything is doing for God. Because God will reward you, because now you have God in mind, how to glorify God, how to do the things based on love.
那现在讲到清心呢，就是我们做所有事情都是为神而做，不是为自己，不是为别人而做，因为我们知道我们会从天上得到赏赐。
That's what Jesus did it. You know, all his life is to do it as he's doing for God. He said, I come to do your will.
那就是耶稣来的生命就是这样子，他做的所有事情都是为主而做。
So we'll look at the one more verse is Galatians and chapter 2, verse 20.
那我们再看一节经文，加拉太书第二章二十节。
And Paul make it even more strict. But now we understand the concept in Christ. We are all in Christ. That's why we can approach God. We are all pure now.
那这个保罗就是讲到更深一步，但我们在基督里面已经是称义，因为我们已经是有基督的血。
Yeah, we are new creation. That is Second Corinthians chapter 5:17.Because in Christ, when we are in Christ, we are a new creation. All has become new. Let's look at the Galatians chapter 2:20.
那在那我们现在是新造的人，在哥林多前书第五章十七节讲到我们是新造人。那我们现在来看这个加拉太书第二章的第二十节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。 而且并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
That's how God looks at you right now, my friend.
这就是神怎么现在怎么看看我们的。
You have been crucified with Christ. You died with Christ. You are resurrected with Christ.
那就是我们已经神看我们，就是我们跟神一起钉了十字架上，现在活着的不是我，而是基督在我里面。
That's Romans chapter 6:6. When you baptize, you baptize into his death and united in his death. Also, when you raise up from the baptism, you will be alive with him eternally.
那这个也在罗马书六章六节也讲到，我们跟他一起同死，也会跟他一起同复活。
It says right here, I have been crucified with Christ.Means I die with Christ in my sin, and also I will live with Christ in his resurrection.
那我已经与基督同钉十字架上了，那我现在是与基督一起活着。
Now, it says very clearly here, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
这里讲得很清楚，就是我不再活着，乃是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
My friend, my brother and sister, no longer you, but Christ lives in you. That's why God will bless you, and also God will punish if we don't listen, because we are God's children. God is strict, but it's based on love.
那所以弟兄姐妹，我们现在活着的乃是基督在我们里面活着，所以神看我们就是看耶稣基督，但我们犯罪的时候神也是会审判，如果我们不在耶稣里面。
So in English means no longer I live but Christ lives.
所以的就是这英文讲，就是我 不再是活的，不再是我了，乃是神耶稣基督在我里面活着。
In Mandarin means不再是我，乃是基督。
So in Mandarin says the same thing, like, I'm no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
In Cantonese is 不再是我，乃是基督。
So in Cantonese,
You can translate Mandarin. They don't understand Cantonese, right?
所以广东话也是一样，活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面。
In Japanese means, okay, let's forget about Japanese, okay? Because there's no point. And we understand what it means. For everybody, everybody means, no longer Anna lived, but Christ lived in her.
那就是就是不活着不再是我 Anna, 乃是基督在我 Anna 身上活着。
And no longer Alvin, no longer James, no longer John, no longer Kira. Everybody no longer live, but Christ live in you.
那就是我们不是 Alvin 在活着，不是在 John 在活着，不是 Kira 在活着，那是指耶稣基督活在我们身上。
Means God look at us as Christ, so pure, so loving, so good. God don't look at our sin. Throw away all the sin. It's all in the garbage. God look at us as a beautiful children, a beautiful Christ.A little Christ.
那神就是看我们呢，就像基督一看他，就像他看基督一样。那我们就是完美的，我们就是满的，都是爱，满的都是恩典。所以呢，他已经是扔掉我们所有的罪了，看我们为成为他就是最美好的儿女。
Not because we have done it, because we believe it.
不是我们做了什么，乃是我们相信。
And As a matter of fact, nobody can do it.
那其实没有一个人可以做得到。
Not even one is righteous.
因为圣经上说没有一个人是义人。
All gracious.
这都是神的恩典，全都是因为恩典。
Now, God has done so much for us. Now, what can we do for him in order to inherit this blessing and do everything for God? We need power to do that.
那我们怎样能够从神来领受就是啊、这样的恩典呢？我们需要神的能力。
And that's God's will too. We must do something.
那这也是就是神的希望，我们必须要就是有个回馈。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Verse 13.
腓立比书第二章第三十三节
12 and 13 and you read it first.
而且我还没有找到腓立比书、
慢慢来、do it slowly, it's okay. Okay, I'll read first. Therefore, my dear friend, as you always obey, it's addressing to Christians, dear brother and sister.Right. It says right here, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Means God wants us to continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, even fear God. But in Christ, we still in God's love. The fear and trembling is based on God loves us.If we don't work out our salvation, if we don't obey, and God still disciplines us, but this is a different fear, different trembling. This is based on relationship now. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his purpose. God has everything, all the power working in you,to fulfill his purpose.
那这里就讲到我们要就是恐惧战惊的而且要顺服的就是在神的里面。那我们就是需要。
Continue, yeah.
对就是。
Just read the Bible, it's okay. 就当恐惧惊惊顺服。
恐惧战惊称。但是顺服当恐惧战惊作为你们得救的功夫因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行要成就他的美意凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论使你们无可指摘诚实无伪在这弯曲悖逆的时代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们选
择 okay, that's good enough, yeah. We must do something to work on our salvation but at the same time isGod who works in you. Looks like that is contradictory or it's a paradox, but it means God, you have to do something at the same time God will work too. Both,
那这里讲到
we must do both.
就是这里讲到我们就是我们自己要做自己那一份我们要、对了做然后他同时他也讲到耶稣也会做他那份有时候你听起来可能有一点矛盾但其实不是的就是我们要做我们自己的那部分然后基督也会做他那部分来帮助我们
means you just do something God has done everything for you there's nothing you can do to make God do more to love you more but you can do something for him
那就是虽然我们不可以就是靠着我们更多的行为使神爱我们更多但是我们在我们这方面我们也要做一些一些动作
But overall if God put the power in you He will do everything for you right? Mostly it's God's work but we still have to do something
那其实大部分的工作呢神已经完成了他已经做好了但是我们还是要做我们自己的那部分。
We just look at the Colossians means you have to give your heart to him and do everything for him.
在哥罗西书就讲到就是我们要、把我们所有的 给他。
I mean, that is something you can do.
那是就是我们可以做的一些的事情。
But one more thing you must do is Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
那罗马书十二章第一节呢？还有一件事情是你可以做的。
Chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Okay, let's read it together. Read it together. That is a commitment to approach God, worship God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind.
就是我们怎样全心全意来敬拜神的一个方法。
Okay, Anna, you read it first.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Continue.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
God gave us the Spirit, gave us a new heart, gave us a new life, and we have a good start, a good beginning, because God already set up everything for us.
那神就是给了我们一个新人，那我神已经就是已经开始有了一个很好的开始在我们的生命里面。
From Romans chapter 1 to 11, Paul talked about how Jesus took away our sin, how God bless us, how the Romans chapter 8, God provide us for life, God's love is never leave us, and chapter 9, he's talking about election.God elect us, chose us to be his family. God has done everything. Now, he said, I urge you, brother and sister.
那在就是罗马书一章到十一章都在讲就是耶稣基督怎么样来洁净了我们，然后呢拣选了我们。那在这个十二章的时候他就讲到我们要做的事情。
Because in view of God's mercy, God has done everything for us. It's about time we need to do something for him.
那神就是已经为我们做这么多这些事情，所以现在呢，就是一个我们怎么样做我们这部分的了。
What we must do is to offer ourselves, offer your whole body.As a living sacrifice.
那我们要做的就是把我们的身体整个身体献上来当做活祭。
Here, the body means your whole being, your total being.
那这个我们讲的身体呢，乃是讲的我们的全部所有的。
Why? Because that is holy and pleasing means another translation is pure and pleasing.
那也讲到这个就是我们是圣洁的。
Pure heart, your pure heart is holy and pure to God and pleasing to God.
那就是清心圣洁的心就是圣洁的而且是为神所喜悦的。
And Paul said this is a true and reasonable worship. This isThe real worship.
Not
coming on Sunday is a worship. That is a worship. But the real worship is that every day you use your body as a sacrifice, living sacrifice for God, live for God. This is a true and proper worship.
那这个就是保罗所说的真正的来敬拜吧，而不是说我们星期天来敬拜一下，而是就是每一天用我们的生命做什么事情都是好像把自己身体献上给神而做的，这个就是真正的敬拜。
And it's like we commit to Christ by faith. This, you commit your life by faith to God.
那我们就是靠着信心而活，就像我们现在做的这个就是我们靠着信心以我们的生把我们的生命全部献上。
For every Christian, it's not optional. It's like a command.
这是一个
You must commit.
这是一个诫命，而不是说一个你可以选择不做的事情，你必须做。
Let's look at one of the church in the New Testament. They did not do that. God warned them. Let's go to, we'll come back to Romans chapter 12, but now let's look at the Revelation chapter 3 and how one of the church tried to make up their mind. That is chapter 3, verse 15.
那就是看看新约讲到一个教会他们并没有这样子做，我们来看看这又怎么讲。那在就是启示录的第三章第十五节。
That is the church in Laodicea.
老底家的教会。
And of course the church is about people. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ talking toEach individual in that church.
那就是基督就是这个教会也就是每一个肢体，那这个信也是讲给教会里的每一个人的。
Remember, the Bible always talk to you personally because the Bible is super personal. That's the New Testament. Of course, talk to church too, but mostly talk to you. In the Old Testament, it's the reverse. Talk to the nation.As a whole.
那在新约里边呢经文基本上都是对个人讲的，就是当然也有对教会讲，但是基本上都是很私人的，跟你的亲自在讲话。那在旧约里边很多时候呢，大部分都是在对整个国家来讲话。
In New Testament, Jesus come to save you. In the Old Testament, God come to save a nation.
那在新约里面耶稣来了是为了拯救你，在旧约里边呢神是拯救了整个以色列这个国。
So, God, the Holy Spirit talking to each of us, including this church, and also this is example how we should not, come together as a church like this Laodicea church. It's not a good church.
那神就是对每个人来讲话，也是对教会来讲话这样这个老底家这个教会当时并没有完全的顺服神，所以我们看看就是圣经里是怎么讲。
One more thing is that God loves you so much is that even that is only one person in the world, you are the only person in the world, Jesus still come to save.
那神是这么样的爱我们甚至就是说你如果是世界上只有你这么一个人，神耶稣也会来为你死来救你。
And that is how personal, how super personal our God is, because he is the Father.
那这就是神就是为父与我们的关系，这就是他跟我们那样子这么亲密的那种关系。
Okay, let's read that here.Verse 15, Anna, you read it first until verse 20.
Okay. 我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
好 ，Thank you. Here, Jesus, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, talk. Address to one church. This church is part-time Christian. Sunday, they worship. Their life pursue money, pursue wealth.
那这个教会呢，就是圣灵所写给的这个教会呢，它就是好像一个半打工的一个基督徒。 他可能星期天就是敬拜神，然后呢，其他的时间都花在就是赚钱，他这上面。
Material thing.
在追求就是物质上的东西。
They are undecided. They are half here, half there, half there, half alive.
就是好像有一点，一半在这里，一半在那里，三天打鱼
They cannot
一
make
下
up
网。
their mind. They cannot make up their mind. Oh, I Sunday I want God. You know, I want God's blessing. And Monday I presume Monday forget about God, but I still want God's blessing. You know, they want both sides of the world.
那他好像没有，就是下决心来追求神，就是好像他们好像星期天哦，我也要敬拜一下神，然后呢，在平常时间呢，我就追求金钱，但是我同时我也想要神的给我的那个祝福，他两边都想要。
They don't do everything with a pure heart, with all their heart. Everything they do, most of them, they do it for themselves.
他并没有就是全心的来追求神，大部分的时间就是做的事情都是为自己而做。
As if doing for God, they don't think about God's story. They're thinking about, hey, selfish, self-centered, glorify myself. At the same time, I want God's glory too. Half here, half there.
那并没有就是为基督而活，乃是就是为自己而活，就是也同时又想得到耶稣的神而来的祝福。
And they're proud of it. They're proud of their not very cold, not very hot. They think that is the right way.
那他们呢，也不冷也不热，他们甚至觉得这才是对的。
And the Holy Spirit said, "Make up your mind."
那圣灵说啊，你要做下决定。
If not, I'll spit you out of my mouth.
如果不呢，我要把你，我口中把你吐出去。
Because the language is very heavy. You say I'm rich, I have wealth, but the but is very important. But you do not realize you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked.
那他说：“哦，我一样也不缺，但是是很重要的一个词。但是他们并不知道他们是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、刺身的。
Looks like they just if they are safe, if they really believe Christ, but if they say this is very safe, last time we talked about two kind of resurrection. One is very safe, right? One is rewarded heavily, right? This is the church probably very safe.
那我们之前有讲到，就是两种救恩，一种就是差不多得救，就是刚刚得救；另外一种就是好像很丰盛的救，并且有一个丰盛的生命。那可能这个教会就是刚刚好得救了吧。
Very safe is very, Jesus used language, it's quite serious. It's almost like a wood coming out from a burning fire.
那在耶稣里讲到这种基督徒呢，就是他又用了一个比喻，就是好像从那个火里边救出一个木头。
So be careful if you think you get wealth, sometimes it's from Satan.
所以你如果得到资财的话，你要小心，有可能这个钱呢，这个财富呢，是从撒旦而来的。
Because Jesus said, you cannot serve God and serve Mammon. And Mammon is one of the tools of Satan trying to corrupt us.
那所以，耶稣说你不可以侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门呢，就是一种，从撒旦而来的邪灵。
Why? Because after we acquire wealth, we depend on it.
为什么呢？就是因为我们一般有了财富以后，我们就会好像，就是好像依赖了这个东西。
And we drift away from God. We focus on wealth instead of God.
那我们就是把注意力从神的身上转移到我们的财富上面。
My life was like that.
那我自己的生命以前也是这样
In the
子。
old days, I pursue money. My company is going to go for go public IPO. And I depend on money. Because why? Because every time my staff give me, hey, Duncan, sign this check. It's all about expenses. I think life is easy. It's only sign check.
那为什么呢？我以前的生命也是这样子，那我觉得我好像就是金钱，就是追求金钱，那我的公司呢也就是快要上市了，所以我当时常常就是签支票啊，因为我的那个手下会常常让我签支票，就是这边的花销，那边的花销，我以为就是这么样子的生活。
Looks like money can solve all the problem.
就感觉好像金钱可以就是解决我生命的一切的问题。
So I'm like these people, wretched, pitiful, poor, blighted, and God just remind me this is not the way to live. And my partner, as a matter of fact, and he died. He's a Catholic, but he commit suicide.
那就是神让我知道我才是那个困苦可怜赤身瞎眼的那个。那当时我的那个合作伙伴呢，他是一个天主教徒，可是他后来就是自杀了。
So we can see the money can corrupt you and even make you totally separate from God and do something stupid.
那我们看得出来就是金钱呢真的是能够让我们就是与神分开分离，而且就是
Be careful, don't depend on it, because
那我们要很小心，我们不要依赖我们的财富，
because uncertain, it goes up and down and the Bitcoin and all the stock market go up and down, we don't depend on that because we depend on God. God is constant.
那我们不能依赖金钱，因为这个金钱的东西是是会改变的，是会浮动的。
It could be a curse because God promised us to give us enough, but God did not promise us, you know, to have a lot of money. God will supply us enough.
那金钱有的时候甚至是一种诅咒。那神呢，他一定会供应给我们，给我们足够，但他并没有就是好像应许我们一定会成为一个有钱人。
God will bestow money to some people. They will use the money to serve God, and that's the right way to use money.
那有的时候神也会给财富给有一些人，那这些人就是知道怎么合理用财富的人。
But this church, they are content with wealth. They drift away from God.
那这里的教会呢，就是它是好像就是依赖这个财富。
Jesus said, the Holy Spirit said, make up your mind. Now I'm locking the door. I'm locking the door of your heart.
那随这个激发呢，圣灵就说我现在在你门外敲门。
You must repent.
你要悔改。
Make up your mind, let me in. Open your heart, let me in.
那做好决定，我现在在门外敲门，听见就开门，让我进去与你同坐。
I will transform you. I know you cannot transform yourself, but let me transform you.
我可以来更新你，我知道你自己不可以来做，但是我可以来帮助你更新你。
God now is not very happy with some of us because some of us follow the world or pursue or aim at money.
那现在神呢，就是对于我们有一些人呢，就是不满的，因为我们只是在追求我们生命的这些财富。
That's why we need to make the commitment of Romans chapter 12. Aim at God, you will find happiness. Aim at wealth, you will find misery.
所以我们就是要做好这个决定，这个罗马书十二章的这个决定。如果我们呢，如果我们生命我们定睛在金钱上呢，我们就会过得很糟糕。但是如果我们定睛在神身上呢，我们就是会有一个丰盛的生命。
Because mammon is the root of all evil.
因为贪财呢是万恶之根。
And be godly with contentment is great wealth.
那知足加上敬虔的心呢，乃是就是大利了。
This is true wealth.
是一个真正的财富。
Now we go back to, that's why God wants us to make a commitment to follow Him instead of the world. Let's go back to Romans chapter 12.
所以神希望我们就是跟随他。那我们接着回来罗马书十二章。
If we follow the command, Paul urge you from Paul's perspective, it's almost like a command. You must make a decision in this life, have a pure heart, follow God, I mean, trust the Lord with all your heart, love the Lord with all your heart, and live a pure living according to God's plan, then you really live up to your potential.
那我们这个地方呢有一点像就是你要做一个决定，到底是不是要全心全意全力的来敬拜来跟随我们的神。
God wants you to make a decision today because God has done everything for you. Now, He wants you to do something for Him, which is worship Him with your whole being.
那神呢，就希望我们今天就做一个决定，让我们全心的、全意的来用我们的身体来侍奉他。
Live according to God's word.
就是按着神的心，按着神的话语来活在地上。
Love with agape love.
那用那个神的爱来彼此相爱。
And trust with all your heart.
就全心的来信靠他。
And this is your true worship, your reasonable worship, some say a sensible worship.
那这个才是就是真正的敬拜。
Not come on Sunday only for 1 or 2 hours. This is worship. But the most worship is during your other time, during your weekdays. How you offer yourself wholeheartedly, do everything for God, committed to God's cause.
那就不只是说星期天来敬拜一两个小时，虽然说这个也是一种敬拜，而是就是每一天用你的全心全意来就是来投入的来跟随神。
If you do that, do not conform to the pattern of this world, means like the church in Laodicea, and also don't follow the world, don't follow other Christians after money, right? Do not conform to this pattern of the world.
这里就讲到我们不要效法这个世界，不要就是追求世界上的东西，去追求世界上的金钱。
Means you do it because here's the subject. You do not conform.
就是你是那个人，你不要来效法这个世界。
Store up treasure in heaven, not on earth.
那你要在天上堆积财宝，而不是在地上。
Focus on God. Live according to God's plan.
那专注在神的身上来，就是完成神的旨意。
But you say, I don't have power. Hey, it says right here. But be transformed. Be is a passive voice. Means you cannot transform yourself. You can commit to God.But the transformation is by God, by God's word, renewing of your mind.
那你可以说这里讲到说心意跟心而变化。那你会说我没有办法自己改变了，但是这个是一个已经神做的，神已经可以帮助你来改变，只要你定睛在他身上。
So we can read Chinese because in Chinese there's no passive voice. You can read it this way. 你不要好发这个世界。You do not conform to this world. You can do it. But how do you do that? 只要必生以更新变化 it means 只要让神改变你。
就是这你这边读到就是中文的这个第二节，你可以这么读，就是你不要效法这个世界，只要让神来帮助你心意更新而变化。
对，because that's only God can do it. Be transformed by renewing of your mind. Renewing your mind means get to know God. Get to know God through all kind of means, especially the Bible and prayer.
那这个跟心意更新变化不是你可以做的，是神可以帮助你来做，神来做的事情，就是通过读经祷告。
So don't tell me you are a Christian and you don't read the Bible. No such thing. Then
那你，
everything may be from Satan. You don't know.
那不要跟我说你是基督徒，但是你从来不读圣经。如果是这样子的话，也许所有的东西都是来自于在你身上，也许都是来自于就是撒旦的。
What I mean is, you don't read the Bible at all. Is you don't always read the Bible. Means you read a little Bible, little bit. Just half here, half there.
那我说你不读圣经，不是说你完全不读，而是说你读了一些，这些，又有一些地方你又不想读。
And you know little. That's why you cannot be transformed much.
那你也可能知道一点点，所以你不可以就是很大的来更新，来变化你自己。
And Jesus said very clearly, man does not live on bread alone, but live on every word from the mouth of God.
那耶稣也说得很清楚，人活着不是单靠着食物活着，乃是靠着神口里的一切话。
Think about you don't eat thing for a week. What do you do? Then you become weak.
那就想想你，如果你一个星期不吃东西，你会怎么样呢？你就会开始变得很衰弱。
But spiritually, we don't read the Bible for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or even a month. How can we be strong?
那就是在我们的灵里也是一样。如果说你不读圣经，一天两天，一个星期一个月的不读，你会变成什么样呢？你的灵就会变得很软弱。
So you will be transformed by renewing of your mind, which reading the Bible and talk to your brother and sister, listen to the pastor, and then you have more knowledge, and this is God's word, have power. If
那
you
所
do
以。
that, yeah.
那如果你要心意更新变化呢，你就是要来读经祷告，要跟就是弟兄姐妹里来就是 fellowship 来就是查经你需要听牧师的讲道，然后通过这些来改变你。
And you can conform to God's word, do everything for God with all your heart.
那你就可以就是来效法神，来就是来来跟随神。
Means when you make the commitment, say, hey, I offer myself as a living sacrifice, as Jesus offered himself, no longer I, but Christ lives in me, and my heart is pure now. Now I can approach God with purity, and my action tells God, hey, I committed to you, right? Not only when you believe Christ, now you need to commit your life to living for God as a living sacrifice.
那就是我们认识基督耶稣，然后接受他为我们的保险接近我们，我们成为他的儿女之后呢，我们需要就是有一个这样的动作，就是说让来更新而变化，来效法他，以至于他就是，
To serve brother and sister,
以至于
serve
我们，
other people, serve
对，
God.
所以我们就可以来服侍彼此，来服侍弟兄姐妹，来服侍神。
If you offer yourself, and God will transform you with power, and through Bible, prayer, and other brothers and sisters, God has a way to do that. God will do it for you.
Now, can you say that again? Sorry.
Yeah, God will do all this for you, give you the power to actualize the transformation.
那神呢，也就是会给你力量，以至于你可以来更新改变，来服侍其他的人。
Then your life will be abundant.
你的生命就会变成一个丰盛的生命，
Because you're walking in God's will.
为你在神的旨意里面行走。
You live up to your potential.
那你就是在你就是你你活到你的就是你的极限。
That's why at the end it says, you will be able to test to approve what God's will for you, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
所以这里就讲到你们就可以查验啊、什么样为神的旨意，神的良善、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
In a nutshell, it means if you commit to God, say, hey, I decided to live my life for you as a living sacrifice, then your life will walk into God's plan, and God's good will, pleasing will, and perfect will be in your life, then you'll live up to your potential. That's called abundant life.
那也就是说，如果说你就是啊、来到神的面前，决定跟随他的话呢，我们的生命就会，就会按着他的旨意来活，以至于我们可以从每一个有一个丰盛的生命。
And you will be a blessing to others. God will bless you more. The more you bless others, the more God will bless you.
神也会让你成为祝福别人的人，神也会继续的来，因为你祝福别人来祝福你。
Okay, in closing, I just pray this prayer. Anyone want to commit to God, pray with me, and we'll pray according to the Bible.
那就是我们以一个祷告来结束。如果谁任何人想就是跟随耶稣的话，你可以跟着我一起做这个祷告。
Okay, Anna, you can translate. Okay, the prayer is like this. Dear Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父，
And you want us to commit to you because you have done everything for us.
已经为了我们做了一切的事情，你希望我们来跟随你。
It's reasonable to worship you with our whole life.
我们就是全心全生命的来侍奉你是应当的。
It's pleasing to you. It's pure to you.
是可以是清新的，是你能够得满足的。
We ask the Holy Spirit to transform us by renewing our knowledge of you.
我们求圣灵来帮助我们心意更新而变化。
So we'll live in the new self to glorify you.
所以我们就在新人里面来活着，来荣耀你。
Then we'll live up to our potential to have a good life, a blessing to others.
那我们就能够活得最好，来就是来祝福其他人。
God will double blessing us.
神会双倍的来祝福我们。
In everything we do.
在我们所做的一切事上。
Because we give our life to the Father. Let your Father use us.
Sorry, can you say that again?
One more time. So we let God take over our life. We give our life to the Father. We ask the Father to use us.
我们就是求神，在这个世上来使用我们，拿去我们的旧人。
Surrender to God is the best life to live.
那顺服在神的面前的生命是最好的生命。
Because God's blessing will be pouring into our life.
因为神的那个祝福会倾倒在我们的身上。
So, one more time, we offer ourselves, we trust you with all our heart, we love you with all our heart, we are willing to live for you with all our heart.
那我们就是愿意全心全意全力的为神你来活。
I want you to bless me right now.
神，我求你现在来祝福我。
Because I committed to you.
因为我来决定来跟随你。
Today is May. What is today's day, Anna?
The 16th.
May 16th.
今天是5月16号。
11:59.
11:59.
If you make that commitment, and from this point on, God will bless you tremendously.
如果你现在就是做了这个决定，神从现在开始就会大大的来祝福你。
Dear Lord, give us this pure heart to worship you in Jesus' name, Amen.
神啊，求你给这个清洁的心，以至于我可以来敬拜你。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you.
谢谢。